Hey everyone, welcome to the Case by Casey podcast. I'm your host, Jethro Casey, and if you're a new listener, this podcast is all about uncovering the secrets to success, one case at a time. I'll be interviewing amazing guests to try and understand what it means to win and succeed in life. If you want to go faster, you go alone, but if you want to go further, we go together. So join me on trying to figure out the secrets to success.
What's going on, guys? Great morning, great afternoon, or great night to whenever you're listening to this. Hope you're having the most wonderful day of your entire life today. And it's only going to get better because we're talking about solo case number 24, paying the price. And when I'm talking about paying the price, I'm talking about paying the price in terms of life. And with that, you're always paying for something, right? You either pay with your time, your attention, your money, your focus. Life is a matter of exchange. And what I'm coming to realize by talking to a lot of people is that the difference between people who realize their personal success and from people who don't is that they're willing to pay the price. And that price is different for everybody, right? Because if my goals are to be a billionaire while your goals are to make $10,000 a month, doesn't necessarily mean one or the other is better, but we both have to pay a price to do that. Because what takes you to make a $10,000 a month is very different from what's going to take you to make $1 billion a month, and not everybody's willing to pay that price. And talking to people, the reason why people aren't willing to pay that price is because of something called, and I'm sure you guys know this, limiting beliefs. So what is a limiting belief? Well, it's a thought or state of mind that you think is absolute truth, and it stops you from doing certain things. And the thing with limiting beliefs is they don't actually have to be necessarily always about yourself. They could be about how the world works, ideas, and how you interact with people. So for me, being raised up, grown up by my parents, being first generation, they taught me some limiting beliefs about money. If you think about it, there's kids out there who are not really told that we can't afford something. So think about what that does to your mind just for a second. Think about if you were, since a child, you were told you can't afford it, but you just can't have it right now. You have to earn it, right? Versus the other side of the equation being, we can't get that. Or, no, that's too expensive. So now that forms a limiting belief about money, thinking that some things are out of your reach, that there's some things that you just can't afford. And really what that issue is just, if that's something that makes you unhappy, right? It's just that you don't have the information to, it's not that necessarily you can't afford it, it's that you need to figure out a way to afford it. But it all starts about getting over that limiting a belief about that there's such a thing as too expensive. And this is, the rarest case, right? Elon Musk, there's nothing too expensive for Elon Musk, or maybe there is. Making a mistake in his business might be too expensive. But even that might not be true, because think about in your life, what are you currently paying the price for? Because paying the price isn't just always positive as an investment, right? We also pay the price when we don't invest. I'm sure you guys are all aware about crypto now. So like with crypto, we pay the price by not getting involved in it early. I remember this is 2015 or 2016, and I'm in high school, and I'm hearing about crypto for the first time, literally absolutely no idea about it. And right there, we had the opportunity to pay the price. And a lot of us, pretty much everybody, every single person in the room, paid the price and missed out on a huge opportunity. But the good thing is that there's always going to be another opportunity. There's always going to be the new thing on the block. And with that, it just comes down to this time around, will you be willing to pay the price? Or will you still have that limiting belief? Because honestly, pretty much everything in life is caught, not taught. And what do I mean by this? Well, we're all products of our environments. The way you were raised, who you were raised around, what beliefs you were told while you were being raised, whether that's around money, fitness, people, like for something, for an example. For me, I was always around Catholic people growing up. I didn't even know that there was another part of Christianity besides Catholics. I thought everybody was Catholics. And it wasn't until high school where that was shifted, where I realized that there's such a thing called Baptist, or really that was it in high school. And then again in college, then I realized there was like Pentecostal and different forms of religion. So for me, that was a shift. And that shift, and what a shift does, right, is now it makes you question your limiting beliefs. And a really, really important part of crushing limiting beliefs is having that shift. But then it's, okay, so how do I have a shift, Jethro? Well, I would say the first thing is, are you willing to change? Are you thinking about changing? Are you thinking about opportunities or ways to find the shift? Because, and I'm sure this has happened to you guys before as well, for me, I was thinking about like, yo, Range Rovers, I'm not a car person, but I was seeing like a lot of Range Rover. I saw a Range Rover and I was like, yo, that's a nice car. I was like, you know what? I want a Range Rover. I decided that's the car I'm going to strive for. And what I'm realizing, as soon as that happened, I went out the next day, started driving, and I see a Range Rover there. I'm like, whoa, I see another Range Rover. I see another Range Rover. And I'm like, yo, the Range Rovers are everywhere. And it wasn't that they weren't always there. It's just that I made a shift. So when it comes to paying the price, you have to, one, come to the thought, like, do you want to make a shift? Whatever you have been paying the price for, because let's say, and I believe we all, to some degree, know what we should be doing in a sense. Sometimes it gets really confusing, but that's because we confuse ourselves, or because we let other people confuse us. Not to say that you're going to know everything always, and I definitely don't know everything always, but that always comes from not trusting myself, because usually the first thing, if somebody asks you, is it in my left hand or in my right hand, or whatever the example is that usually that thought, that voice that you hear where it says left, and you're like, maybe it's right. And now you're going back and forth between which one, right? But usually that initial voice, that intuition that people call it, which it is intuition, but what that really is that's your spirit. And your spirit is something that's abundant and something that comes straight from God, right? So your spirit is abundant. But what calls us to have these limiting beliefs is our mind or your soul. And really what your soul is just your will, your thoughts, your emotions. So your soul is what directs you in life. So if you have a weak soul, right, then you're going to have a weak mind as well. So now it goes into, okay, Jethro, I'm willing to pay the price. How do I strengthen up my thoughts? How do I strengthen up my soul? And this is super important with paying the price, because there's always going to be a next level, whether it's in your career, whether it's in a relationship. And we can use, I'll say career because that's the thought that came to my head first. So for a career, there's always going to be that job that you don't feel qualified for, but that you feel like maybe if I did apply for it, maybe I'll get it. But then you have that limiting belief come in that says, I'm not actually worth this. And just what is that limiting belief? Because sometimes it just doesn't come in as like a belief, I would say, but sometimes as a voice. When you're running, I love to run, or when you're doing something hard, whatever that is for you, let's just say running, for example, when you're running and you hear that voice saying, oh, I'm just so tired. But then you also hear that other voice say, I can keep doing this. And that choice, in that moment, you have an opportunity to strengthen your soul. You have opportunity to strengthen your thinking, because when you do the hard thing, you're paying the price. But when you also do the easy thing, you're paying the price. And I'm telling you, telling this to you guys as much as myself, because there's certain things where I should be paying the price towards my benefit, rather towards, this might sound a little extreme, towards my detriment. I was going to say destruction, but towards my detriment. Because every time you pay the price for either or, for your benefit or for your detriment, you're placing like another seed into that pot, another coin into that jar, another step towards the person that you're supposed to be. Because I truly believe you're either moving towards the goals, the visions, the ideas, that success that you want in life, or you're moving away from it. Not to say that you should always be moving towards your goals. We make mistakes. We're humans. We get sad. We feel down. That's okay. But we also get up. And don't let that be a limiting belief as well, that a lot of people don't let themselves rest. A lot of people work and never get to enjoy the fruits of their labor. So for you, in terms of paying the price, ask yourself this, and I hope you think about this, is, am I paying the price right now? And if so, what am I paying the price towards? Towards the person who I want to be? Towards the vision that I have for myself? And please, 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 one thing that I'm asking you guys to do, for my brothers out there, for my sisters out there, is let yourself dream. Because those dreams that you have, that vision of the future that you have, that, where does that thing come from? And you know, I really love, I've been listening to a lot of Ed Milet, and he talks about, you were born to do something great with your life. And I truly believe that. I believe that everybody is born to do something great. And really what greatness is that it's, to me, becoming the person you were supposed to be. And with that, I just want you to dream. Allow yourself to think of that person, because the Bible says something very, very interesting that made a lot of sense to me. And I did an episode on goal setting, but I didn't know this information at the time. It says a man, talking about humankind, a man will create his own path, will create his own plan, but God will direct your steps. So this is so huge in paying the price, because if you don't have a plan, a vision, an idea, or if you let those limiting beliefs come in front of those dreams and act as a wall, or the Bible talks about strongholds, and they're strongholds of the mind, things that are holding you inside, which are stopping you from being the person that you're supposed to be. If you let these strongholds, these limiting beliefs, these negative thoughts hold you back, then you never get to leave and see, leave that stronghold and see what else was outside, what you were missing, what opportunity you could have had. But while you're in that place, and maybe you're listening to this and you're feeling down, or you're feeling super excited, whatever it might be, dream. Think about the life that you want, because as soon as you start planning, God will be able to work with you. Because the Bible says that as you take a step closer to God, God will take a step closer to you, because you have a vision for your life, and that vision didn't come from yourself. Why do kids come out out the womb, but why do kids grow up and they say, I want to be a doctor? They don't know what a doctor does. I want to be an astronaut. They don't know what an astronaut does. They don't know what it takes to be either or, but they don't care. And I'll leave off with this, because to them, paying the price isn't something that they think of, because kids think in abundance. They see a toy. I want it. When did we lose that? When did we start looking at the price? And I'm not saying to not look at the price for things, but maybe it isn't necessarily a money issue, but maybe it's a belief issue, because there's people out there who don't worry about the price. And my question to you is, if that's something that you don't like doing, make a choice. Decide that I'm not going to worry about X anymore. If you've been struggling to go to the gym, you haven't been liking how you feel, if you haven't been motivated recently, make the decision. Like, okay, you know, I've been feeling bad, but today is the day I change. And hey, maybe you won't change today, but that's a better step in the right direction than thinking, here we go again. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Case by Casey. And I hope from today onwards, you'll be more conscious of what you're paying the price to, and pay the price to the things that are going to benefit you. Pay the price for the things that are going to grow you, the investments, and not just investments financially, but emotionally, spiritually, socially, with the people you love. Take time today to invest in somebody else, in something as small as paying the price to say good morning to somebody. I'm from New York. A lot of people don't say good morning. I said it today to a lady and she was surprised. Something as small as that. It might be something normal to you, but for that person, I made their day just a little bit better. And the reason why you're here on this earth still, why you're awake another day, why you have another day to do better, to be better, is because not for your sake, but for the sake of those who need you, because there's something in you. There's something that in you that's waiting for you to pay the price for. It's like if you were to put coins into like a bank, for example. This is a terrible example. But let's say there's a box, and in this box, you have to keep putting coins in. But now you never really know. You don't know what's in the box. You're just told that this box was, there's something in it, something that you really needed. And you've been putting coins in this box for a while, and you never really get to see the, like, what's in it. And you're like, man, this is stupid. So you leave the box alone. And then you come back, you've got some extra change. So whenever you get the chance, you throw it in the box. But what you begin to find out is that the box, once it's completely full, once it's maxed out, once you've done everything that you could, it opens up. And it shows you a person inside. It shows you a mirror, actually. And the person that you're seeing, that's the greatest version of yourself. And those coins that you put in, the price that you paid, the things that you invested without seeing all the fruits of it, or what you thought was you not seeing all the fruits of it, what you didn't notice was as you kept paying the price, you were changing. That maybe when you're telling yourself those words, I'm huge on affirmations. When you're telling yourself your words, like for me, I am and I always will be enough. You may not see the fruits at first. You might not see the change at first. When you go to the gym, you're not going to see the change just the first day. When you start your business, you're not going to see the change just the first day. And we all want something quick, right? But are you willing to pay the price until it is quick? Are you willing to pay the price until you do have the body where you want? Are you willing to pay the price until mentally and emotionally you feel content with yourself? And if you aren't, that's okay. But I would say, when will you be? Because I like this quote a lot, and it's a bit harsh, but if nothing changes, nothing changes. Because you're still going to be paying the price. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Case by Casey, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Case by Casey. If you enjoyed this conversation, make sure to drop a like, follow, or rate on whatever platform you're listening on. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. So if you want to help others prepare for the path to success, don't forget to share this episode on social media so we can reach success together.